This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. It's always a pleasure being here, and you can find us at therealside.com, 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. I want to talk about something which doesn't get a lot of attention these days in our last segment of the second hour, and or the first segment of the first third hour. Holy cow, we're already in the third hour. Wow. Okay. I wanted to chat about something that's really, you know, from my standpoint, it's really fascinating, and that is this cancel culture that we're in. And, you know, if you disagree with somebody, if you disagree with the ideas that they purport and promulgate coming out of Hollywood, for example, you can lose your career. You can lose your livelihood. And I want to give you a quick example of that. Everybody knows Antonio Sabato Jr., right? He was a soap actor. He's been a big, big supporter of President Trump. He actually spoke at the RNC. And Antonio Sabato Jr. ran for Congress in Ventura County, the 26th district in California. And unfortunately, Ventura County, like so many districts around California, was gerrymandered. It was pretty much a red, county until they decided to add just a little sliver of northern Malibu along PCH, just enough of that Santa Monica Malibu, and it went over blue. And so it hasn't been red now in quite some time, probably over a decade or so. And Antonio Sabato Jr. ran in 2018. He lost. And after 2016's RNC support that he gave to President Donald Trump, essentially his agents, his managers, everybody that knows in Hollywood, decided that he was persona non grata. He was no longer welcome. All of his jobs dried up, and he was no longer able to provide for his family. So he ended up having to leave California. He's now working in the construction industry in Florida. This has happened so quickly. I met Antonio. He's been on my show, Whiskey Politics. You can find us on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe at YouTube. And the thing is that when we have people like Antonio Sabato Jr., you start to realize how few the outspoken conservatives are in Hollywood. Name them. What? You got John Voight. You've got, you know, Alec Baldwin's little brother. I forget his name, Stephen Baldwin. Not exactly a huge star. You've got a handful of people that are out there. And you've got James Woods, but James Woods is done. You don't see him doing shows anymore. I loved his stuff, loved his movies, but essentially he's just an outspoken advocate for President Trump on Twitter. And if you're not on Twitter, you probably haven't heard about James Woods in at least a decade. So what is it about that, from the standpoint of what I'm referring to, that being the cancel culture, what is it about the cancel culture that has such a profound impact on people? And it is this. People need to make a living. They have families to support. And when they see people like Antonio Sabato Jr., who was, certainly was no Oscar award winner, he was a working actor. He did soaps. He was a model, good-looking man, very handsome Italian guy, and a lot of very, very, you know, a lot of fans, a lot of ladies like him, and some men too, I guess. And what happened to him? He's done. You haven't heard about him in over a year because he's literally working construction now in the hot Florida sun. And he's tried to go back to his agents, and he's tried to go back to his managers saying, do you guys have any work for me? No, nobody's going to provide you any work. You're done. We do not want to represent you. Because he did what? He supported the nominee for the Republican Party for the President of the United States. That's it. He supported who would become the President of the United States. And he's got an R next to his name when he runs for Congress. Think about this for a minute, folks. Think about the audacity that these people have in Hollywood or in any corporation that are making a decision not on the meritocracy of whether or not somebody deserves a job, but on their ideology, on their perspective of the world, on the way that they see things. What happened to liberals being the party of tolerance? What happened to the ideas that we set forth in the Constitution that all men are created equal? In other words, we are all equal. And I don't care if you're black, brown, Hispanic, green, or whatever. I will treat you based upon your character, the meritocracy, the character that you bring, the hard work ethic that you bring to the table. And I will judge you upon that. If you like Donald Trump or if you like Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, I will not determine based upon that whether or not I want to hire you. And I think that is somewhat illegal, yet in Hollywood, where the rules don't apply to them, casting couch, Me Too, they can do what they want. And so the reason I bring this all up is because the changing culture that we're in right now, where you have Antonio Sabato Jr., okay, one of the few actors that supported President Donald Trump, basically his career is over. And he was broke. Broke. Had to sell his house, move to Florida, and now he's working in the hot, humid sun. And for me, a guy that is not a friend of mine, he's been on my show, I've met him at a few different events, he's a super, super nice guy. That's disgusting to me. Just wanted to share that with you. I felt it was something that a lot of people probably didn't know about. Anyway, we've got Michelle Martinez coming up next from Lexit. We're going to be talking about how the election is looking from the Hispanic caucus for 2020. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
And welcome back to the second segment of hour number three here at Realside Radio. Dave Sussman here and having a great time at therealside.com. The chat room is going crazy over there. Thank you, everybody, for joining us at Realside, where we are across 60 stations on the GCN and Salem radio network across the United States. And also, you can find us at Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else that, you know what? Just type in the Realside and you'll find us. And I got to tell you, you know, watching this whole Super Tuesday debacle for Bernie Sanders last night was a major shock for, I think, a lot of people. I've gotten to the point with politics where, I just don't get shocked anymore. You've got to stop prognosticating. But there was definitely a seismic shift that took place last night. And the Democrat Party are now, while they're pretending to be celebrating that they're going to some form of moderation. You know, they're not going full-blown socialist. The fact is that certain demographics did show up and certain demographics did not show up last night. One of those demographics is the Latino movement, and we're seeing more and more of them moving over to President Donald Trump. We're seeing a Lexit that is happening, as we talked earlier tonight about Jexit and Blexit. Yes, there is a Lexit happening as well. And to talk about all of this, there's no better person who is literally on the ground. I'm just an opinion guy here, folks. Michelle Martinez, she is on the Executive Board and Committee for the National Secretary at the Republican National Hispanic Assembly. And you know what? Michelle is literally got her fingers in all of this. She knows exactly what's going on, and that's why it's such a delight to welcome you to the show tonight. Michelle, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me, Dave. I know it's a mouthful. I am the National Secretary for the Republican National Hispanic Assembly.
Say that five times fast. I promise.
Right? RNHA.
There you go.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, we have, in our own organization, experienced a growth that's exponential. We had our national convention in 2018, and we had an amazing showing of Latinos from across the country that showed up in Las Vegas for our first convention. And from there, we have grown exponentially. We are in at least 23 states across the nation and growing. And so we're really excited. We're reaching Latinos across the board, being able to speak to them in hablo español and in English and in every format you can think of. We're on social media. We're on the ground game. We're in our churches. We're building rallies. We're working with social media influencers. We've done everything possible that we can to make sure that we reach the Latinos and get just good information out there. Unfortunately, with Spanish-speaking folks, we find that they only get one side of the story, and so we're happy to bring them the message of how well our economy is doing. You know, Latinos bought more homes last year than ever before in history. We've got 2.4 million Latinos back at work, and we're industrious. That's what we want. We want to be able to work. So I'm happy to report that.
You know, what you guys are doing at RNHA, is that right? RNHA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What you guys are doing at RNHA is really important work. And I've got to ask you, what do you believe is the primary avenue for information that Latinos are getting their news from right now?
You know, it's still the traditional news outlet. They like to sit around after dinner and just watch the good old news. And the reason I say this is because we've been on the ground and we've been doing our rallies, and actually we're able to reach – I mean, let me just say, first of all, our rallies have grown exponentially. You know, we had our first Lexit rally, as you mentioned. You know, we collaborate with them. And it was in California here, and we had two frankly, I don't remember where it was because I've been in too many places, but it was about 200. And then, you know, it grew. Like, we did one the next month, and it was like 500. And so we just keep growing exponentially. And that's true with all the organizations that we collaborate with. We also collaborate with Bienvenido. Bienvenido is an organization that is out there to reach our conservative base, specifically working with evangelists and what have you. But having said all that, I mean, honestly, what Latinos are doing is they're sitting in front of their television listening to Univision, Telemundo, and that's how our moms and dads and abuelitas get their information. So it's not just one outlet. We have to be on multiple platforms. And what I found interesting and love, you know, I've been able to work on the president's detail with his motorcade. I've been able to go to the White House and shake the president's hand. And there was nothing more important to the Latino community than my interview with Jorge Ramos. I had phone calls from Peru, from Argentina, from Canada. I mean, the Peruvian community was, you know, they were ready to do a Tinker Tape parade. And so I'm really thankful because Jorge Ramos, of course, we know back in 2016 there was a scuffle at Trump's press. But what's happened is he's actually being very fair to the Latino community. I think he wants them to get both sides of the story. You know, he did this with a border group and talking about securing our wall and immigration. And he brought us back again, you know, three conservative Latinos who are involved in various Republican organizations to get our opinion of why we supported our president. And he was very fair in letting us, you know, provide that data to Latinos and in a format that they're used to getting their information and in Spanish, which was great. I mean, you know, we keep doing more of that, and that's how we reach our folks.
Right, right.
That along with how do we still engage the youth, right? Because we just seen with what just happened with Bernie Sanders. I mean, the white young voters are coming out for Bernie Sanders, and we need to continue to work on multiple platforms.
Michelle, we're going into our first break here in less than a minute. Tell everybody where they can find more information, and we'll bring you back after the break because I want to get into some more details here. This is really important information. But give everybody your website and where they can find you guys.
Okay. Very easy. It's www.rnha.org.
That is easy. I can remember that. That's great. After the break, I want to talk with you more about Jorge Ramos and you know, Telemundo and because everything today is about messaging. And I think the more people that hear the messaging that's coming out of Blexit, and whatnot, is, you know, people are waking up. And the biggest thing that I see from people is, I did not know that, whatever the issue may be. And you explain it to them and you have a discussion with people. I did not know that. How come the media are not telling me that? And it's because they're watching local news. We've got Michelle Martinez, who is joining us here, and we will bring her back after the break. She is with the Republican National Hispanic Assembly. I got it right. And looking forward to conversing more after the break here. Dave Sussman at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. A Senate vote expected Thursday. Almost 200 people infected here in the U.S. At least 11 people have died, 10 of them in Washington State. More than 90,000 people infected around the world. Vice President Mike Pence, who's leading the Corona Task Force, telling reporters,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
On Wall Street, another wild session with the Dow gaining 1,173 points. That's a 4.5% gain. The NASDAQ up 334 points. The S&P 500 up almost 127 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm going to get down here, folks. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Realside Radio, and we're having a lot of fun. You can always give us a phone call as well. 855-732-5563. We're having just way too much fun. That is legal. And we're delighted to continue our discussion here with Michelle Martinez, who is the Executive Board and Committee National Secretary at the Republican National Hispanic Assembly. That's the RNHA, and that is RNHA.org, Michelle?
RNHA.org.
You got it. Good. I got it the first time.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I'm going to go home tonight. Listen, before this, I had an hour-long interview with Bo Snerdly from Rush Limbaugh's show. And so I came in here, and I got 3 hours of radio. We're having just way too much fun. But my tongue is going to take a rest tonight after this show. So, Michelle, I have a question for you. All right. So
sure.
We got California, which is essentially now run amok by hardcore leftists, some of them socialists. They have determined themselves as a sanctuary state. Most people see that for what it is. It's about bringing in a new power base. But you've got some crazy crazies out there that are pushing forward this thing called the New Way Forward Act, which essentially stops deportation of all illegal immigrant murderers, rapists, child molesters, and this and that, and actually expatriating thousands upon thousands of these people that have been kicked out of the country over the past 20 years on America's dime. This is what the socialists, this is what AOC, Ilhan Omar, they are pushing, and the Democrats are pushing this through the House. Let me ask you, from the standpoint of just your normal, run-of-the-mill, moderate Latino population, do they know about what the Democrats are trying to do here, and how would they feel if they did know about this?
Yeah, well, okay, first of all, I know this is radio, but I don't even think there's enough screen space in the video for me to roll my eyes far enough. You know, the truth is, Latinos want immigration laws. They want them to be efficient, but they care for them. They want they want border security. I mean, all these new, especially in California, the sanctuary cities, it's just insane. Latinos are looking at this going, what is going on? Now, having said that, it's also a very complex subject matter. And the reason being is because it's not, you know, a conversation in theory for us. We have, you know, our abuelitas, our uncles, our aunts, our cousins, maybe our own siblings and parents that are experiencing this. In my own family, I can tell you, you know, we had a situation where I had an aunt who did everything by the book. She, you know, filed documentation for her and her family. And by the time everything was approved, it was 16 years later. And her older daughter had actually become of age. And they didn't even tell her in time. She had to redo all her paperwork. So what ended up happening was she had a window to get here. She brought my her younger son, came to America, left the daughter with her husband, and they literally lived apart for decades. And then my uncle eventually came to the United States once his daughter was settled and married and, you know, they had grandkids. But at the end of the day, now, here you have a family that's, because of our immigration laws and the inefficiency and streamlining it, a family has been broken up. But having said that, also, we understand that they were able to come legally. My cousin went through the education system here, was able to find employment, buy a home, have a happily ever after, the American dream. Now, when I see these folks rushing to the borders, they want to say it's compassion. It's not compassion when we offer them subpar lifestyles. What are they coming to? They aren't able to be gainfully employed and high paying jobs to be able to buy a home to, you know, build their credit. They're living in the shadows. They're taking menial jobs and they don't have the benefits that you would have as a U.S. resident or citizenship. So it's a fallacy to say, you know, oh, well, you're not showing compassion. No, compassion is when you can stop and love a person more than they know how to love themselves in that instance. And so for me, I feel that we really need to stop and say, okay, how do we resolve and streamline our immigration process? But the answer is not bombarding our borders. And on top of that, when you think of all the opioid issues, the sex trafficking issues, the children being ripped from their families and being utilized as pawns, you know, it just gets really complex.
Do you hear a lot of what I hear in the mainstream media? You hear it from people like Jorge. Actually, Jorge Ramos was very intellectually honest on this. He called out Joe Biden regarding the kids in cages. He said that that was done under Obama, and Biden was blustering. Oh, blah, blah, blah. No, that was done on Jet Johnson. Jet Johnson, he initiated it. That was done under Obama. But do you think that, you know, we talk about the media and where people get their sources of information. You're not getting real news from local news. I'm sorry. You get the weather, and you get the traffic, and you get puppies at the end. But you don't get real news. And if there is real news about the politics, it's usually derived from CNN or NBC or MSNBC, and so you know it's going to be somewhat biased. So let me ask you, is there a tacit acknowledgement of the reality of what is happening right now with our immigration system, or is it basically that everything the left wants to tell you they believe?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, they get it. They absolutely. We're not that stupid. Including myself in that group of Latinos. You know, I'll give you a perfect example. I used to work in the corporate world, and I met the maintenance woman there, and she and I became friends. So she asked me for additional work, and I said, sure, of course. So she and I have been friends for 20 years. Now, she took her entire life savings, applied for her residency and came here. She's been here for over 15 years. She looks at these folks bum rushing the border and says, wait a minute, this is not right. They're going to be taking our jobs. What's going to happen to us? And, you know, they're already having to work against the unions because they're maintenance workers and they're unfair to them. You know, the same union that says, oh, we care for you, they're the ones that treat them badly. And they see that. And not only that, but the wages aren't competitive. So they're looking at this and saying, what's going to happen to me and what is available for them? So No, we get it. We get it. And we don't necessarily look at it and go, well, wow, we should let them all in. No, they're saying send them back. You know, it's funny that, you know, just a personal story, she comes over and she tells me, because she knows I'm, you know, politically involved, and she goes, well, you tell the president that I told you that they need to send them back. Because she's from El Salvador, and she yeah. knows, she understands. But not just that, you know, she gives me updates, and she tells me, she, you know, she got a call when all of this was happening. She got a call from her sister, and she said, the pueblo is dead. There were no children. They were actually going to the families and telling them, listen, for $7,000, for $9,000, we'll take you to the border, or let us borrow your children and we'll get them back to you. I mean, the schools were empty. That's what they were calling and telling them. The schools are empty.
Right,
so
right.
I mean, there are bigger problems that are caused by this that have nothing to do with, you know, compassion or poverty or anything of that nature. This is simply, you know, individuals that want to take advantage of our current political, you know.
Yeah. In our last minute here, Michelle, I hate to cut you off, but in our last minute, what do you see right now as far as the trend for Latino voters? Do you expect more to come out for President Trump? What are you looking at right now?
Well, absolutely, because our efforts are endless. We are out there every day, you know, from, I mean, just yeah. in California alone, our state chairman, Anthony Cabasa, you may also know him as an influencer. The
he's been on our show. Yeah, I love him. Great
yeah.
guy. Yeah.
So he's been up and down the states collaborating with other organizations, doing cleanups, speaking at other volunteer organizations. So we're not going to stop. You know, this is where we double down now through November. And you know, on every platform that you can think of, we're there. We're on social media.
Right.
We're out there creating events for the communities. And like I said, if you want to get plugged in, Latinos, if you're listening, get plugged in.
Get them your website.
RNHA.org.
Give them your website again.
RNHA.org.
Yeah, and everybody, check it out. I mean, this is real grassroots, on-the-ground stuff. It does have an impact, and it not only has an impact on the White House, but it has an impact on your local offices, your congressmen, your state senators, your assemblymen as well, because I, you know, like you, I'm a huge believer in everything starts on the local level. Michelle Martinez, thank you so much for joining us. Everybody, check her out at the Republican National Hispanic Assembly, RNHA.org. Got it. And Michelle, I'll be seeing you soon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Hour of me sitting in the chair here for Joe Messina at Realside Radio. It is a pleasure, as always, to be here. And you can, again, follow us all along. Stay up to date with what Joe's putting out. He's writing some great articles at realside.com. And I'm Dave Sussman. You can find me at Whiskey Politics. Please check out our YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button at Whiskey Politics on YouTube. Got hundreds of interviews. Put up some of these from the radio show, as well as, like, folks we had tonight, Bo Snerdly, Rush Limbaugh, the man behind the golden mic. That will be going up in the next 24 hours as well, and you definitely want to hear, well, we talk about Rush, we talk about a lot of different things. So, yes, Whiskey Politics. Now, I want to talk a little bit about voting. And I think that one of the biggest frustrations that I have had watching the evolution of how the left is trying to change and essentially manipulate the vote, one of the easiest ways, most transparent ways that we're seeing that the left is doing that is by something that they call early voting. You know what early voting is. You can vote up to 45 days before an election. New York has passed it. California's passed it. Many states have passed it. And it has always been passed by the left. Why do you think that the left are so interested in getting as many people out to the polls as early as possible? I mean, 45 days. It's a month and a half. And we just saw what happened this last 3 days before Super Tuesday. In a period of not even 60 hours from the time of Vice President Biden winning in South Carolina to Super Tuesday, it was literally Sunday and Monday, bam. People made up their minds in those 2 days. Well, what about all those people that voted 30, 45 days before? What about a week before? And they saw all of the problems that were now starting to come out regarding the idea of Bernie Sanders actually celebrating the largesse of Fidel Castro's literacy programs and socialism. It's such a bad thing if you have everybody that could read and free healthcare and free this and free that. And people started scratching their heads saying, holy cow, that guy really is a socialist. Never mind this Democrat socialist stuff. He's a socialist socialist. I think I'm going to go and go back to Biden. Yeah, he's creepy and kind of crazy and probably senile, but he's not a socialist. But what about all those people that voted? What about all those people that already voted 45 days, 30 days, 25 days, 7 days, 5 days before? They couldn't change their vote. Now think about this for a minute. The Democrats in New York and in California have been pushing the idea of early voting for as long as I can remember. And 45 days isn't enough for many of these people. They want to go 3 months. What are they going to do next 365 days? Let's just vote every day. And by doing that, it cheapens your vote. It cheapens your vote. If Christmas was every day, would it be special? Yeah, I'm comparing Christmas to voting. It is, it's an inalienable right under our Constitution. Many countries have it, but we are a republic. And the idea is that I am going to directly have an impact with me and 150 million other people in this country, because that's about who votes, half the country, okay, are going to determine local, county, state, and national elections. And if I don't need to think about it anymore, because I'm just going to vote now for an election that's going to be taking place in 35, 45 days from now, then it's not a big deal. It's how I feel at that moment. Elections should happen on one day. Yeah, have a mail-in ballot if you can't make it to the poll. That's fine. There's too much fraud in that already. But the 45 days opens up the whole idea of fraud potential to a massive potential for fraud that you don't have with mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots, they get mailed in, they all go to the same place, and within a few days, they all go to the different precincts and get counted. But what happens to the person that decides to vote 45 days before an election? What's going to happen to that ballot? How many hands does it get transferred through before it actually gets counted? And what if you're in a zip code that happens to be Republican and you've got a Trump derangement syndrome employee at the post office and they're just going to do the math? The chances of your vote not being counted are exponential at that point. Why is early voting such a good thing? well, we want more people to vote. And this goes back to, this is something I think Jonah Goldberg once said. I'm not a big fan of his these days, but hey, listen, he wrote a great book once. And he has some good points here and there. Jonah said, I remember this, he said that if you have essentially the ability to vote 30 days, 45 days, whatever it may be, okay, that means that more and more people can vote. And the reason that the left want that is because they believe that if more people can vote, Democrats will win more. Because in their mind, more people are leftists. More people want free stuff. More people want open borders. More people want cradle-to-grave government services. So we just need to make this available to them so that they can come and ask for it. So let's expand 1 day's voting to 3 days voting to a week's voting to 30-day voting, now 45-day voting. The problem is, for the left, outside of states like New York and California, and now Virginia, unfortunately, is that that hasn't really transferred over to massive power on a national level. Yes, in California, it has. Yes, in New York, it has. Yes, in Virginia, it just did. But on a national level, no, it's certainly not. The second issue, the biggest issue, is this. If I voted for Buttigieg or Amy Klobuchar or any of the others that have dropped out subsequent to the polls coming out saying they weren't going to make it, and I wanted to vote on Super Tuesday, but I voted a week ago, they're no longer in the race. What happens to my vote? It is wasted. It is a complete waste of a vote. And I no longer have a voice as a citizen of the United States of America because I can no longer go back and change my vote. Do you think they would have voted for Amy Klobuchar last night if they knew that she dropped out on Monday? Of course not. They would have changed their vote to suit whoever they thought that they wanted to support. So not only is it open to fraud, but it is the left is so focused on disenfranchising voters. Republicans want to disenfranchise, to take away the right to vote. This is what we heard coming out of Georgia. Remember Stacey Abrams? She still today says that she won that election. She lost the election barely. Remember, it was like 500 votes. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't 500 votes. She lost that election by 5,000 votes for governor in Georgia. And she said, oh, no, wait a minute. It wasn't 5,000 votes. She lost the Georgia gubernatorial race by 50,000 votes. Forget not even close. It wasn't even in the same ballpark. And she still says to this day, she might be Joe Biden's vice presidential pick. I think it's going to be either her or Kamala Harris, because this is what Democrats do. They're going to go for the skin color and the plumbing. An African-American woman of color. This is what we should do as a Democrat Party. Forget the policies. So, my point being is this. Maybe, besides Bernie Sanders losing on Super Tuesday, maybe the biggest casualty of Super Tuesday is, or it should be, early voting. Why do we want early voting? Why do we want to make it easier for people, especially low information voters, to vote? And why do we want to, in essence, disenfranchise Democrats, voters that vote and then can't take their vote back and the circumstances change? This is what we need to educate the population on regarding voting. Go to your polls and do it like what was intended to do. Take an hour at the end of your day. Wake up a half an hour earlier and go at the beginning of your day. Go during your lunch break or do an absentee ballot. But let's stop this with 45 days. Democrats, it didn't help you. I know what you were intending to do, but it didn't help. Dave Sussman here, signing off. Find me at Whiskey Politics on YouTube and on Facebook, The Dave Sussman Show. It was a pleasure, as always, being here with you at Realside Radio. Thank you, Joe. He'll be back here again tomorrow night. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks, I'm thinking. Talk to you all real soon. Cheers.